Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:10 and it's Monday morning. Best day of the week.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
It's going to be a good week, I can tell. Really foggy in downtown right now. Mm. It is supposed to be a nice day, though. It was foggy at my house all weekend long. Did you have a nice hot weekend?
No, I was down south. I told you it
right.
was cloud
that's
cover.
Right.
It was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted. I was at Disneyland and I wasn't sweating.
That is saying something
awesome.
In June.
It was a perfect time to be. We had the best time. It wasn't too crowded, wasn't too hot. We got all the rides we wanted. Well, I mean,
the
within
rides
reason,
she wanted.
Right? Right.
Hey, you got her onto the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
I was surprised at. I hadn't been on it in so long.
It's dinky.
It's not scary at all.
No. Well, there is the one part where the Yeti's like...
Well, yeah, but I mean... What coasters do nowadays...
Yes.
That's...
That one's just
tame.
Easy.
Very tame.
Yeah, it's cool. The Matterhorn. Like, of all the things, you know, because now they're all themed out. They've got all these, like, different movie properties and everything
right.
in the whole place. But the Matterhorn is still there. Like, it's...
They've updated it, though. The cars were different.
Mm. What do they look like?
They used to be sort of bobsleddy where you
yes.
sat...
Well, that was the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
Bobsleds.
It's not like that anymore.
Oh.
You can sit side by side.
Well, that's nice.
I think. I don't remember. Anyway, it was different.
But she was tall enough to get on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the rides. She could go on anything she wants now. Mm-hmm. Little 5-year-old.
Almost 6. Come right up.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's pretty neat.
Kindergarten this September.
Yep.
It's a big deal. She's got little girls growing up.
Mm-hmm. Our text, do you have to do anything?
Mm-mm.
We got a
contest. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I do have, I do. You know, I just feel so free now because the word of the day thing is, you know,
right.
the 12K a day. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, I got nothing to do. But it turns out I do, and this is a big one, you guys. Alice is kicking off summer with the 5th annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party.
Oh,
I can't believe it's
God.
Been 5 years.
I know.
We have such a ball. It's almost criminal how much fun we have at this thing.
John said yesterday, he goes, so later this month we get to go to my favorite place in the world, right?
Oh.
He loves
it's,
it over
so
there.
So he's actually taking the time off.
Yes. I made
oh,
him.
Oh, my God.
You made him.
I made him take some days off.
Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697, instantly wins 2 passes to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and pool party on June 26th. I thought it was the 25th.
Mm-mm.
26th it is. At the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
Woo!
And gets in the running for the daily grand prize wine country getaway for an indulgent 2-night stay at the phenomenal Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
Let's go crazy.
You have to be over 21. And are we doing this all day?
We are.
All right. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
I love that.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Call now. Hooman will take your calls. Caller number 97 is in.
That same number is where we get texts, too. 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said throughout the show. By the way, don't text and drive.
Don't do it.
Please,
God. Stop doing that.
We're worried about you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a...
We want you to live.
Some lady at a desk in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania yes. that's worried about you. Or worried about some lawsuit that may somehow come around and mm-hmm. catch us in the act of asking mm-hmm. you to text us. We don't want no trouble.
Mm-mm.
So please don't text and drive.
Please, we beg you.
Working in fine dining is no joke, says 408. A lot of BS to put up with to keep your job and your reputation in the incestuous industry.
Oh, wow. Right, because if you get fired from someplace, you know, high-end, and then you try to go some other high-end place, like, well, what happened?
Well, that's most industries, though, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Thomas Keller is number 6 on the 10 most famous chefs. Number 1 is Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay is the most famous human.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
You said Ramsay Bolton.
I did say both of them. I said Gordon Ramsay first.
And Ramsay Bolton.
Human, says 408. Quit being a goon. Leave Sarah alone.
Yeah, leave me alone, man. Leave Sarah alone.
You know his role. He can dish it.
Yep.
The end. Julia Child, most famous ever.
Oh, there you go. Julia Child.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Faux.
I understand Esmeralda became very popular with the fellas.
Oh, the dog with breast implants?
With the breast implants,
oh.
yeah.
That was a dog's name, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
slut dog. Just kidding. She was a nice dog.
I feel bad for her.
She's a good bitch.
She didn't want those implants.
No, she didn't.
No one
asked. That's animal experimentation. It's wrong. And they named her Esmeralda after the fact. Like, yeah, we should give this one a name. She was the first.
You should listen to Phone by Lizzo on her older album. So funny.
Oh, Phone?
We'll wait and see if Jane says we should do that. Yeah. We don't know you, 707.
What was that noise?
I don't know. I think my headphones are broken. Keep hearing some weird.
It's explicit. We can't play. Yeah. Is there a radio safe edit?
No, there isn't, but I have to make sure that where the words are.
That's all.
All right. Phone by Lizzo. Lizzo.
From the album Coconut Oil.
Vincent, I love buying, owning music too, but I think you might not be giving Spotify a fair shake. Yes, you can put your Iron Maiden in a folder. You can organize all of your music and save songs and albums. So it's pretty much like owning them. Yeah, no one's told me that. Everyone keeps saying that you can't keep it.
You'd have it forever. Why would you want to keep it when it's all there for you anytime you want it?
I know, but I won't remember if I don't have a library to go through.
Yeah. I don't use Spotify, so I don't really know how that works. But
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. I need to know that before I
need to know.
Pay them.
Hmm. Well, now you know.
I've heard good things about Spotify. Sure. I just haven't done it.
And you shouldn't. You're a guy who's hanging on to his.
I like to play a whole record. Yeah. I don't want to buy a single, and I don't want to just stream music.
Yeah.
And I actually want to pay my artists for the work they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do that by going to their shows, apparently.
Well, you mean they're not getting any of the money from the album I bought of them?
I don't know. Why do they get a buck from that?
I'm trying to help Anthony Kiedis stay in a mansion, okay? I want to buy those Red Hot Chili Pepper albums.
I think
albums.
He'll be okay. It's
do you?
More like the Shawn Mendeses of the world.
Oh, I don't care about that guy, though.
Me either.
That guy. Walking around.
Being all young and hot.
Oh, Shawn Mendes-y. Vinny. That guy. Yeah, right. Who's the guy? Can I ask you a question?
What is it?
This is going to be a totally selfish moment on the show here. But
okay.
Who's the guy who wrote that song for the Fast and Furious
album? Charlie Puth.
And then they said, we like your song. We're going to keep it. We want to get someone else
to
sing it.
Sam Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, then you can't have it. I'm singing it.
Oh, so Sam Smith was going to be the guy they let sing it.
Right.
Yeah. Now I got it. And he said, nah. And then he sang it himself.
It's me or it's nothing.
Got it.
Get it.
Right.
Took a stand and it worked.
Yep.
Thank you. I had my stories mixed up with Sam Mendes.
Sam Mendes is correct.
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes, I mean. Sam Smith?
Sam Smith.
Oh, God. I'll never get it. Never mind.
Yeah, we came a long way. Yeah,
love
yeah.
On it when I see you again.
Bye, Human.
When I see you again.
Oh, my God. That is a mess.
It is.
I try to play it. I can't play it and sing it at the same time.
707 says, heck no. Toy Story 3 is the best. When they think they're going to die, I cry every damn time.
No, yeah. It's all about Jesse the cowgirl.
Kevin Durant talking smack to Drake, calling him Aubrey.
Yeah.
Saying, see you in the bay, Aubrey. What's that? What's the Aubrey reference?
That's his real name, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Drake's real name is Aubrey.
Hey, Aubrey. Yeah.
And then he went and looked for a tougher name and came up with Drake?
Well, I think Drake's his middle name.
Oh, okay.
Drake Graham.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, there you go.
That's his middle name, right?
Aubrey Drake.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Canadian.
Well, I guess Kevin Durant's starting to try. You know, Kevin, you may want to get on the court and help us get this win. How about that?
Yeah. How about focus on your recovery?
WTF, Vin? This was just a Disney family trip or Alice? Because I'm waiting on the Alice trip to see Uncle Vinny.
No, it was family.
No, it was family. I mean, I would happily go there if Disney wants to hire me, but they haven't ask the morning show to come back. No. I think I blew it on something.
You didn't.
I think I botched some job.
I just really like Jane.
Well, I really like Jane too. I don't blame them. If it's me or Jane, I'd pick Jane too. Where were we? Oh, Lord, I woke up this morning remembering Sarah's comments about chaps being assless, so you don't have to call them assless chaps, and wondered whether... I don't have the end of that one, sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. I really want to know what she's wondering about. They're frontless and assless.
A Bug's Life is being replaced by Marvel-themed area. The Guardians of the Galaxy replaced the Tower of Terror. I couldn't talk either of my girls onto the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Yeah, that one, we did take one of our little kids on there. Actually, we took them both on, and the little one was so petrified that I was actually, I questioned my mothering skills.
Oh, like because of the drops?
Terrified.
Mm. The drops, right?
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
That's the one where you like squash into the seat like you're, oh God, my tummy. Mm-hmm.
He was high and tall enough. And he wanted to go on
it.
Does
it open up for you to see
it
the
does,
view, too? As
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So
and
killer.
And then it just drops you.
Yeah.
Scary.
Oh, God.
Kid was just like, oh, crying. My God. Shrieking and crying and comes off the thing like, oh, my God. We went right back to the hotel after that. Like, we're
oh,
done.
It was over.
We are done.
Oh, dear.
What have you done to me?
Oh, my.
Oh, it was awful. I felt so bad. People are looking at us as our kid is just dying on the way. Like, ah!
Wow. And the funny thing about that, too, is somewhere in there, they snap a photo of that for your remembrance.
I don't think we went and looked
There's
at the
your
photos.
Kid. Well, right, but that's because your kid was dying. Bonnie, don't worry. As long as you don't say yes to everything else, she'll think that she's deprived. Yeah, I don't know.
You're good.
We try not to spoil her. We're trying to remind her that she's getting things, you know.
So
and
once
she's
in a while,
lucky.
She gets to go to Disneyland.
It's
huge.
But we all came up at a time when you had like Christmas and you had
your birthday.
And that's when you got crap. You didn't get just Disneyland on a random day.
Yep.
What?
It's a nice thing to do for her, though. You know, her whole life has been taken over by the baby, and
that's why we did it.
It's a good move. Solid move.
Any visit to Pound Town, Vinny, at Mom's house? No. No. It's it's been a couple weeks.
Mm. Let's get on that.
It's Max Pass, not just Fast Pass. Whatever we paid, I guess it's Max Pass. That's the thing that gets you through the line in half the or less time.
Yeah, that's
it's killer.
That's the way to go.
So Max Pass is what you got. It's legit. Set your alarm next time. You can get a new Fast Pass and lock it down while in other lines. Yeah, they take registers and you register for an hour block that's open and they close that hour so that line won't get overdone.
Right.
It's
like appointment
awesome.
Riding.
Right. Vinny's cracking me up with this GNU talk. He's saying it like that because of Gary Gnu on the Great Space Coaster. Yeah.
Oh, see?
We got there without your help.
We did. Thank
925,
you.
Thank you but
three thank hours
you.
Later.
Lisa
Gnu.
Presley and her mom sold the rights to Elvis. They don't make money on that anymore.
Oh, that was dumb.
Mm-hmm. But they got the bulk payment. What did you guys go do? How many face jobs can you get?
Lots of them. I don't know what she's spending her money on. Ex-husbands, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, ex-husbands and drugs.
Yeah. Those are expensive, I hear.
Yeah. Not to criticize the ANN premier news reporter, but if you're going to talk about the Warriors winning, how about the score to go along with it? It's like 109 to 104. I got it somewhere here. Yeah, 109 to 104. There you go. We won.
Yeah. What's Isn't that all you need to know? Come on. Look it up. Ask your TV for it.
Oh, my God. I was singing along with Hooman when he started singing the Great Space Coaster. I love it. I was screaming, Gary Gnu, when you first mentioned Gnu. Vinny needs to get a point.
Oh. Give him a point.
You got one.
No, $5.
I'm not giving you $5. All right. It's coaster. Oh.
Best line on the show award goes to Yuzi. Connie, how long will it take you to make your woman happy? Yuzi, the rest of your life. I see you, Yuzi. You think that's funny, huh?
I do.
Do you?
Uh-huh. It was a good one.
I don't think it's a good one.
Yes. Life. The rest of your life.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's not giving me cold feet at all. Thanks.
Mm. Well, what are you going to do?
You're a helpful person.
I know. Thanks. Yeah. You know, the wedding's all married.
Oh, God. That one was wet, dude. Oh, where'd you get that one?
Why did that one? What's that got to do with marriage?
Is that one of your own?
That was Sarah's, actually.
Oh, you did that?
Excuse me.
Gross.
I'm sorry about it.
Did you just go Canadian?
What? Sorry about it. Ooh, oh, that one was a rape one.
I forgot to say, so the Warriors next play on Wednesday. It's the Bay Area versus the...
A Area. Eh?
Nicely done.
Thanks.
It only took us like a week to get
right,
that straight.
Now we have it.
We've got it locked.
Yep.
All right, back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Were we just on?
What?
Huh? You suck.
We're
man.
Always on.
We're always on, Vinny. Well, there's another Monday for the books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good show, you guys.
What are you going to do now? Make a purse?
No,
you're
going to
go do Johnny.
We're doing,
oh, yeah,
I'm
going right.
to go do Johnny.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, the Johnny
Lucky.
Mosley podcast. We get new ones up on Mondays. And
Bryn's going to do them too.
Yeah.
Hot.
Lucky me.
Don't act like you don't love it.
I don't see anything wrong with your face. You're making it up.
No.
I can't see it on this side. It's a little rashy.
It's a little red.
Right over here, and it's flaking. Uh-huh.
We don't see the flaking.
Oh, if you still look pretty.
If you
don't
touched
worry.
It, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it, though.
Yeah.
It seems, unless you have some latex gloves, I feel like I shouldn't touch your rash with my bare hands.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. Shouldn't touch it.
Have you gone to the doc?
No.
Why not?
Because it's getting better.
Oh.
Yeah, she went and got a facial. Everything's fine.
All right.
Sure, that lady was like, yeah, I'd love to touch your face.
I know, right?
Whatever, that's her gig.
Uh-huh. Well, she actually heard us talking about it.
Oh,
she did?
On Friday,
so she
yeah.
was like, yeah, I will peel that off your face.
Yeah,
no
she
problem.
Said I changed it up for you.
Well, so. The highlight for me today was definitely Steve-O's new hot sauce.
Oh,
that yeah. was,
I figured I didn't need to see that.
Yeah, you didn't. No one needed, I definitely did not need to, but it was a highlight.
What do you bet Hooman will try that to fix his back?
Oh, that might be what
I
he
mean,
needs.
I mean, we're pulling teeth. We might as well do a hot sauce
although
enema.
Although he's trying to go anti-inflammatory, Vin. So
oh,
maybe that's
right.
Counter to,
you're right,
you know.
You're right.
He's going, he's flying to San Diego to that
right now.
Best dentist
he
in
left
the world.
Already. Mm-hmm.
Yank the teeth out.
He's already gone?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Have a great day, everyone. Try to have a day like Hooman has.
Yeah,
every day.
Does whatever he wants whenever he wants. And makes up his own cures for stuff.
Yeah, look, if he can't cure it, nobody can.
Mm.
Have a good one, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.